I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's been a long winter. My goodness. We just heard from Kevin Eubank. It's a good thing because we're going to fill up all the reservoirs. We also heard from Wade Matthews with Emergency Management. Said you could look into flood insurance even if you don't live in a flood zone. And right now we're going to talk to KSL Television's investigator reporter Matt Gephardt about what insurance covers from all of the damage that people are seeing.
I do wonder how many groundhogs saw their shadow because it is never ending. I could not believe yesterday that snowstorm that came in, it just dropped. My goodness.
Out of nowhere.
It was like beautiful.
My daughter called me when I was in the thick of it on I-15, and I-15 was turning into what I thought was going to be an ice skating rink. And she said, "Where in the world did this come from?" But it doesn't seem to stop. Have you had any damage at your house, Dave?
No damage. Oddly enough, we've had just the right amount. Enough to enjoy, but not to be miserable.
Matt Gephardt, KSL Television's investigative reporter, running in here from the I-Team office. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. How are you?
Good. So you're looking into this, and you find what kind of damage as you are listening to people's snow stories?
The big one that we've seen a lot of this year is what they call ice dams, right? So where it thaws and freezes and thaws and freezes.
You need heat tape for that.
Heat tape will do some good, but heat tape will only do so much against this nonsense. So I've got a buddy who actually used to be a KSL photographer who has a place up in Deer Valley now, and he's had the whole ice dam the water gets up under his shingles, got into his garage, the ceiling panels caved down on the person who was renting a car, all that good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
All that bad stuff.
You guys just made up a word, heat tape. I've never heard
before.
You've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it.
I had it on my house.
It looks like it kind of goes like a V pattern, like up and down around the bottom, right above somebody's gutters.
Yeah.
And it puts a tiny little trickle of electricity through that thing and just enough to kind of keep the water the heat from really building up, like right there above the gutters.
Yeah.
And it protects the gutters and it kind of keeps ice dams in the gutters. I mean, ice dams above the heat tape. I've never seen heat tape that goes all the way up and down the roof line.
I live by the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon for doggone close to 30 years, and heat tape saved the day. You do have to remember, though, Dave, when you install it, to set a timer to remember to turn it off because it runs on electricity, and your electric bill will pop up. So for example, your buddy's house where he had all this ice damming, what does insurance cover in situations like that, and what does it not? And is it your homeowner's insurance that kicks in?
It is your homeowner's insurance, and ice dam coverage is part of a standard policy. Anytime I talk about insurance, I would like to caveat two things. One, I'm not an insurance expert. I've done a lot of reporting on it, but you should talk to your agent. And the number two thing is, when I do talk to agents about this to get answers for the various disasters that we cover, they all put in the caveat of, this is the general rule with the general standard policy, but there can be exceptions to all these things. But anyway, the short answer to your question is yes. When it comes to ice damming, that is generally covered, as is the weight of snow on your roof. It's a huge pain if all of a sudden it.
Yeah, well, it's an emotional roller coaster too when you look up there and you see all that snow. Yep. You have to wonder. But if it were to collapse, or a carport collapses, that would be something on a homeowner's insurance policy.
Carport can be different. That's where it gets goofy.
It's not attached to the home generally, right?
It depends, right? It's auxiliary. So, you know, does your homeowner's insurance even cover your garage? It might. Mine does, but I added that on, right? And my I have a detached garage. You know, so yes and no. Carport, anything auxiliary. So fences, that sort of thing. And this by the way, this would also go for snow in the tree. That big branch that's hanging over your fence that you've been meaning to cut back now for 3 or 4 years. If that thing falls down, that's also covered if it lands on your house. But if it lands on your carport, on your fence, unless you have special coverage for those auxiliary things, your pool, you may be out of luck.
I've got one of those. I got one of those branches. It is. You could see it's cracked.
Yeah.
You can see your face when he said that. You're man. Like, I'm that dude.
Not gonna work.
I'm that dude. So what about...
fall on the house, baby.
Poor Dave is white as a ghost.
So what about a shed? Kind of the same thing as a carport?
Yes.
Okay.
It depends on if it's covered. But again, auxiliary.
Some of these sheds are thousands of dollars. I didn't have mine was like $500 at the big box store, and it was a snap together thing.
Yeah, the plastic one you got down at Costco.
It withstood years and years and years of snow. So, but some of these are thousands. You drive into the Home Depot parking lot, and they've got shed row lined up at the back there. I'm like, who's affording $8,000 for these things?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and if it's your pool house or if it's your, if you are someone who's affording $8,000 for these things because you've got the, you know, need to lock up your lawnmower or whatever the case may be, you should talk to your agent and make sure that is covered if that's something you're worried about.
Okay, sorry. Let's go back to these terms you guys are throwing out that no one is. I've lived here my entire life. Ice damming. What? How does this work?
Oh,
what is an ice dam?
Goodness. Okay, start from the beginning.
Okay, so
sorry. No, this should have been question number one when you guys were like, ice dam this and ice dam that.
It is a good question.
This should have been question number one when you had Kevin in. But but the answer, as I understand it, is you know the roofing tiles. Okay. Are warmer.
Yep.
You know, black is warmer than white,
yes.
Right? When the sun reflects off it. And so roofing tiles are darker than the white snow.
Heat is going up through your
roof. Plus you got heat going up through your roof, yeah. And so the heat gets on those tiles and the heat then spreads and then that causes, you know, melting and then refreezing and then melting and then refreezing as the temperature fluctuates right there above and below freezing or just below freezing, but the sun's maybe melting a little bit. And then that can create, you know, the same kind of layering that happens when we see avalanches and what have you. And so then what happens is you get these dams that prevent the water that's on the roof from being able to flow down to the gutters or flow off of your roof. And so it finds, you know, water starts going backwards and it gets under those tiles, those roofing tiles, and then it gets into your attic. It gets into your roofing area.
There's nowhere for the water to go because you have an ice dam there. Do you have large, huge icicles hanging off your roof, Dave?
No.
Okay, that's a good sign.
That's
because
a good
that means
sign.
You have good insulation. We had one house we owned where the icicles were like the stuff that fairy tales were made of, right? And the kids would knock it off, and the kids would stand beside it when we would like measure their height based on the height of the icicle.
We call those the great impalers.
Yeah. We redid our attic insulation, but before we did, it was, you know, those things were used as lightsabers. Yeah, the kids all would sword fight with
so
them.
So dangerous.
Any
so
other
fun.
in the yeah. next 60 seconds, Matt? Any other takeaways regarding insurance and what's covered? When it comes to snow damage,
just the general rule, and I know you were just talking about flood insurance, but the general rule is if it makes it to the ground and then it melts and it gets into your home, it is probably not covered. But the basic rules are snow on your roof, the weight from that snow, the water from that snow is probably covered. One thing that is not covered, though, is snow removal. So, you know, maybe it should be because they're paying a lot of money to cover the damage that comes from this stuff. But snow removal can be incredibly expensive when you're getting guys up on these pitched roofs, you know, wearing harnesses, hazard pay, thousands and thousands of dollars in some cases to get snow off your roof. But that is not an insured, a covered thing generally.
Only to have more snow in the forecast, too. So people are paying a lot of money.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's spring. It's spring. It snows over, right?
Matt Gephardt, you are living in an alternate universe, my friend. Matt Gephardt of KSL 5's investigative unit in the house with us this morning to walk us through what he found when he dove into insurance coverage and snow damage. You can find all of Matt's amazing work at KSLTV.com. Thanks,
that,
Matt.
That rule of thumb was incredible. You know, once it hits the ground and seeps into your house, you're probably in trouble. That's going to land on you. But as long as it is, I guess, on your roof, then you probably have some coverage. But again, check with your insurance folks.
Straight ahead, the GOP, the Republican Party, certainly in a unique position as we are on indictment and now arrest watch for former President Trump. We've got House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calling it purely political at a GOP meeting in Orlando, Florida. Let's listen.
It's not here that we're coming to defend President Trump. What we're coming to defend is equal justice in America. And I think every American believes in that.
Obviously, that wasn't Kevin McCarthy, but that was from a news conference at a meeting of the Congressional Institute. We're going to dive more into this conversation with University of Utah political science professor James Curry on the role of Congress in a grand jury indictment. Is there one?
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.